Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu coming to you from the Mostly Comics 35th Anniversary Special Extravaganza Day. And extremely honored to be here with the creator of Captain Canuck, Mr. Richard Gumley. How are you doing, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
And joining us once again is our old pal, Dr. Stevel. How are you, sir?
Hey. Pretty cool.
And did not recognize you earlier because you're not in your Dr. Stevel attire today.
And you, like I said, after 9/11, things got real.
Nice.
Keep that down low.
Nice. Now, first thing I'm interested in, where did the genesis of Captain Canuck come from? How did you come up with the character and things like that?
It goes back all the way to early 1970s, about 1972, when I met Ron Leishman, good friend of Ron Leishman. I actually met him at church, and he and I would get together. He is a cartoonist. And he's the one who put the idea into my head that there should be a Canadian superhero and there should be a Canadian comic book series starring a Canadian superhero. And we toyed with two name possibilities, Captain Canuck and, well, that was actually Captain Canada and Captain Canuck. And I went into a Bay store about 1973. We'd been talking about it. At that point in time, it was more or less just talk, you know what I mean? But I mean, we were serious, but it was still just talk. And I saw a sweatshirt with a piece of Superman art, and then I'm talking about some of the more original Superman art, without the S on his chest, and then the words Captain Canada underneath, and I immediately said, okay, that is not going to be Captain Canada. So, but anyways, it was really a case of I started seriously thinking about it from that point in time, and then eventually in 1974. I was able to borrow a little bit of money, and I started working on it late 1974, and the first issue came out in 1975, which is why this is the 40th anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
I had mentioned earlier that I did own the first issue, and like most things I had when I was a kid, cover got ripped off. And
well, that's why there's collectors.
Oh, definitely.
They rely on people like you to destroy them, so
yeah.
There's only a few good ones left that people will pay decent money for. So.
And one question I've got is, the Captain Canuck, you didn't have it in contemporary times, you had it in the future.
Yes, that's
why
correct.
Was that?
I just thought that would allow me more story opportunities. You know, it would just open up. And I wanted to do certain things, and I thought, well, those would apply more to a future technology, for example, or a future political situation. And so, you know, I kind of felt that was the way it needed to be. He needed to be a futuristic character, using futuristic toys, and I wanted Canada projected as more of a superpower in the world. And I said, well, it's not really the case right now, but maybe, you know, in the future it will be. So
we are. We just polite, you know, hand up timbits, you know, to terrorists before we capture.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, in recent years, I know the characters had a great resurgence, due largely in part to the awesome web series that was out.
Yeah.
Five part web series. Can you tell us a little bit about that? And, Stevel, I know you were part of that as well.
I was, yeah. Originally, I went to a comic show because I saw Richard Gumley was going to be there, the creator of Captain Canuck. I read it when I was a kid, so I wanted to meet him. And while talking to him, he told me about an animated series. And during the same con, they were talking about they're out there advertising the animated series. Mm-hmm. So with that, I met these two actors who did not know who they were. You know, Richard Holden Reed and, you know, Paul Amos.
Yeah.
Right, who happened to be, like, you know, in big series now. And interviewed them, and they told me about it. And throughout the entire time, Richard and Fadi had invited me to all the Captain Canuck events, right, for the Kickstarter. And I followed them through the entire time, interviewing everybody on the production list, from behind the scenes to Richard to the producers to the actors. And just to share with everybody. And because of that, they asked me to actually put all my interviews as extras on this video.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And really well done. The voice acting was tremendous. Ryan and I are big fans of Chris Holden Reed from Lost Girl, so it was really awesome to hear him as the captain.
I knew him from the Tudors.
Oh, cool. Cool. Are we going to be seeing any more episodes, actually?
Yes. Yes. And there, well, I don't know if this is top secret information or not, but there is going to be another 5-part web series. So yeah. And they'll be longer. There'll be longer episodes. But watch April the 1st for the trailer for it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, April the 1st there will be a trailer for the series, but the series won't begin until October.
Okay.
You're not fooling us with that because it's April 1st, right? We're all going to get together on the internet and then it's like, sorry.
April Fool, yeah. No. Now, Fatty is a producer, Fatty Hakim. He is a producer. He did an amazing job with the original, the first series. And one of the things that he was able to do is get music at, you know, very little money. Get big name bands, Rush, who else did he get?
Platinum Blonde.
Platinum Blonde, yes. All of these guys, he's able to get them and get them to allow us to use their music for peanuts. You know, I think his total music budget was something like, $200 or something
Oh, wow.
Like that. Yeah. So, and getting the actors, too. I mean, getting those people, finding the voice actors was a pretty key to making this a success. So he put a lot of time and a lot of effort into it.
Same voice actors coming back for the episode? Great.
Yeah. And, you know, and now she's become a huge star, and I can hardly pronounce her name. From Orphan Black.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Tatiana.
Honestly? Something. The last name is a little difficult. She, of course, Supergirl.
Oh, yeah.
Supergirl.
Vanderbooth, yeah.
Yeah, Vanderbooth, yeah. And she's also in a series right now, Bitten, which is interestingly being produced in Hespler, which is, you know, where we used to live. You know,
she never plays a normal girl. First it's an alien from Krypton, and then lizard.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
That's where I saw her. Was in the V series. We watched a few episodes of V, and she was in that. So, yeah. So no, it's hopefully it'll be a little less work for him doing the second series. He's kind of, you know, gotten a lot of the bugs worked out as far as who's going to do what.
Chris is awesome as Captain.
Yeah,
definitely.
There, and Paul Amos is terrific.
Great villain. Yeah,
I mean he is. He's classically trained, can do all the accents.
He mentioned that he was really happy that he actually got to let loose. Because there's no cameras on him,
so
he could play the evil voice, and wow, it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
there's a great picture of Chris in the comic dressed in the suit too, which was phenomenal.
Except for the beard.
But.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I actually recorded the first fight between Mr. Gold and Captain Canuck. They actually had a thumb war in my first interview with them.
Oh, nice.
Just saying.
Oh, that's awesome. Now I have to ask you this: what was a prouder moment for you, having Captain Canuck on a postage stamp or on the cover of Time magazine?
I think the stamp probably. It was pretty good. Pretty nice to have a stamp. And they gave me free stamps, too.
Oh, so. Nice. Nice.
Got to send mail to a lot of friends. So, they were both. Well, the stamp, there's something coming out this summer that I can't talk about because I had to sign a thing saying, Evil knows about it, but he can't talk about it.
Now let's talk about extra toys here, what I can get for Christmas now.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's something coming out this summer that I think everybody will be, excited about.
Can I ask you about the maple syrup?
Yes.
How did that come about?
We went to the gift show, walking around in the gift show, and the largest manufacturer or bottler of maple syrup was there, and we started talking to him, and he jumped on the idea. And I think it was Walter Duralia. It was really his brainstorm that, hey, there should be Captain Canuck maple syrup, and this guy was all over it. So that's Turkey Hill. Okay. Turkey Hill is doing the maple syrup. And it just seemed to go Captain Canuck maple syrup. It just seemed to be a natural fit. And tourists love it. It does very well in places like Niagara Falls and Canada's Wonderland. And
oh, that's great.
Places like that.
And last summer we had the Captain Canuck summer special comic. What was it like writing the character again? Because I know you did one of the stories.
I did, and I think the neat thing about that particular issue was that it was the first time that George Freeman, Claude Saint-Aubin, and I all worked together on Captain Canuck. The last time we had worked together on Captain Canuck was like 1980, 81. So it was neat to be able to. I stay in touch with them. They're still good friends. Of course, they both do work from. They've done work for Marvel and DC and other publishers, of course. But I stay in touch with them. And I'm hoping. George has got us. He's illustrated a 6-page story for the Free Comic Book Day edition.
Oh, great.
And you know, I'm trying to get both George and Claude doing more stuff for us, but they're both. You know, they're always busy. It's hard to plan with them because right now Claude is doing work for DC, and apparently he's telling me that there's a lot of revisions he's had to make because of this this series that DC is doing right now, and the editor is having. He told me in his last email that the editor is having him redraw, totally redo about 10 pages. Because of some changes they have to make in the story, because they have to mesh with some other titles. And he says, he doesn't know. He said, there's so many changes that take place, he can't predict when he's going to be available. And he's so conscientious, Claude is, that, you know, he won't commit to something unless he knows absolutely for sure that he can do it. And he won't end up saying, no, I'm still locked in with DC, for example. He's a good guy that way, so... And unfortunately, he is locked in with DC for a little while.
Okay.
So, but there's all kinds of things. There's lots of other people. He's going to be working on the 6-part series.
Nice. Oh, wow. Very nice.
Yeah. Kalman is doing the first 2 issues, and then Leonard will do, we're pretty sure he's going to do the last 4 of that 6-part series. Yeah, Leonard Kirk. I had Leonard Kirk come to an art class that I give in Welland. At our church, I do a free art class, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, on South Pelham in Welland. And the policy at our church is that anything that goes on in the church, there shouldn't be a charge for it. So we just do it as kind of for anybody who wants to come, they're welcome to come. And it's like a club. We call it an art club, but basically it's classes.
When is it?
And Leonard Kirk came to Tuesday. He came, sorry, Mr. Evil. Leonard came and doctor, sorry. Let me see the degree and then I'll call you that. Anyways, he came and did a presentation for my class, and it was great.
Nice. So. Yeah, very nice guy, actually.
Yeah. Terrific talent.
Oh, definitely.
He's got to be one of the, in my opinion, he's got to be in the top 10 in the industry, in my opinion. I don't know if anybody ever rates him, but if anybody were to, I couldn't see why he wouldn't be in the top 10.
Cool. Now, do you still read comics at all? Anything you're really into?
I try to read a little bit of everything. I'm still kind of like a Superman kind of... I just feel that they tend to put the better writers on Superman series, but I try to look at a whole bunch of different things, and I don't particularly follow any particular titles or anything. Just,
okay. The fanboy in me wants to know if you could have Captain Canuck cross over with any other character, who would it be?
Well, a lot of people suggest that, you know, Captain Canuck and Captain America should somehow team up. Yeah. I don't think Marvel would necessarily go for that. I have a little bit of history with Marvel. I won't go into it right now, but and it's not terribly bad, but it's not a bad thing, but it was just kind of dumb. I don't know. I would have to say it would have to be Batman, probably. If that that would be my, yeah, even though, you know, Captain America seems to be kind of a more natural fit, he would be my number two. I think it would have to be Batman, and then...
And Ryan has a suggestion?
If I may say, Richard, sorry to interrupt, I know Jay would probably want Dr. Canuck, or Dr. Canuck.
Captain Canuck, yeah.
Captain Canuck and Archie's.
Yes, interesting.
Archie's happens to be versus, like, Deadpool or...
And Predator
Punisher,
next month.
Yeah.
Predator,
yeah.
Kiss.
So, why not?
Punisher?
Yeah, why not, actually?
Yeah.
Richard Parent will be around in a couple
of
weeks.
Well, I remember meeting the guys who owned Archie about 25 years ago, and they were very nice guys. They've got a little wee office in outside of New York in a small town. When I was I taught at Mohawk for 1 year, and I had a class of only 15. This was a one-year postgraduate course in scripting and illustration. And I organized a trip, and I took them to New York City, and we went to D.C. D.C. was great. We went, and Marvel wouldn't have us. Didn't want to bother, but Archie was just too far out of the way. But I would have taken. But when I phoned Archie, he said, "You know, we really have nothing here. We've just got a couple of offices. You know what I mean? Nobody does any work here, and so wouldn't have gone there anyways." But I did take him to Joe Kubert's school, took him to the Art League, took him to a newspaper syndicate. United, and some art reps and some other stuff. So it was a busy, we were going all over the place, all over New York City, all over New Jersey, all over the place. So, yeah.
Cool. And another fanboy question for you. I know at one point there were talks of a Captain Canuck movie. Who would you like to see play Captain Canuck?
Well, there is a movie in the works.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's been in the works for almost 4 years. There is a screenplay. In fact, the second draft has been written of the screenplay.
Okay.
They are picking a director right now. And there's been a short list. The short list is basically the two Ryans. Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, wow.
Those have been... And the other guy on the list is that guy from BC who was... what's his name? I'm having a senior moment here. He was in John Carter from Mars.
Taylor Kitsch?
Yes.
For
Taylor
you,
Kitsch.
Ryan?
Taylor Kitsch.
He's an actor.
Yeah. No, so those are probably the three top guys.
Oh, that's great.
And there was a couple of TV actors that were on that list, too, and they still are on that list. So we'll see. I mean, the budget hasn't been nailed down, so... That could determine.
That's cool.
And of course, the willingness of the interest level of the actors, whether or not they want to be in it, and whether or not they would take. There's no way you could pay them what. Warner Brothers or somebody else would be willing to pay somebody like Christopher, who played Batman.
Christian Bale.
Bale.
Right. You wouldn't want him anyways for Captain Canuck.
No.
Too angry.
Yeah, he's not polite enough.
No. He's Welsh or something. Yeah.
Nice. And there is a website people can go to see all the great stuff?
Yeah, CaptainCanuck.com. It's going to be improved quite a bit in the very near future. But they can see the five-part animated series on the website. And there's some other stuff on the website, too. There's all kinds of stuff on the website.
Okay. Well, it was a great honor to meet you, sir. I've always been a fan of the character. And thanks for doing this with us. And continued success.
Thank you.
And good seeing you as well again, Steve-O.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.